The MLB News and Notes conversation continues right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We are in hour number two, and our very own Andy Pondillo is back with us. Okay, so Andy, let's shift gears here. Let's talk about the NL East race. And you know what? It is surprisingly very competitive. Would you agree?
Very competitive. And the Phillies, I don't even understand why they're competing, to be honest. It's one of those teams where you just... I don't even know when the last time I watched a Phillies game was. You know, you just don't have a reason to watch this type of team. But, hey, they're competing, so maybe I need to tune in. They're, you know, right hanging in there with the Nationals. The Mets are doing their thing with their pitching. Noah Syndergaard is just stupid up there. Matt Harvey, I mean, these guys, this rotation, Bartolo Colon hitting home runs now. So, you know, Mets have been kind of a fun team to watch. The Nationals, obviously, at the top. Such a dynamic, diverse team that they can bring to the table in terms of talent, a team that should win the division based on talent alone. And then you have those Marlins we talked about. They're trending better. They're not doing great. But they're at least playing competitive baseball again. So all these teams hanging around a little bit closer than I think most of us would have ever expected.
So, Andy, when you look up and down the NL East, I mean, is there a common denominator? What are we talking about? Is it the pitching is so strong? Is it offense? I mean, what's happening?
This has definitely become a pitching division with the Mets. They're rotation, we all know how great that is. And then the Nationals, you know, I really think that we focus so much on Bryce Harper because he is the guy now in baseball. But really the heroes for the Nationals, Max Scherzer and Steven Strasburg. These two going out 1-2 in a rotation. If Strasburg is truly finding himself, is going to earn that $175 million he just made. He's starting to show it. And if he is that guy, I mean, these two are the most dynamic 1-2 you're going to find in the National League. They also do possess depth in that rotation. They have an extremely good chance to go far if they continue doing what they're doing. What we said before, Mets 1-5, you're not going to find a better rotation in terms of depth. And then when it comes to the Phillies, just a bunch of young guys. Vince Velasquez from the Astros got off to a great start over there. Just a bunch of young guys doing their thing and keeping them in a race.
So when you step back and you review the NL East, who's your favorite? I mean, are we talking about it's going to be the Nationals? Or?
Yeah, it still has to be the Nationals. Just based on talent alone, that team should win the division. Mets, I'm always concerned about their offense. Now, Yonas Cespedes has come back, and he's had a fantastic year for them. So maybe he does enough in the order. Maybe Curtis Granderson can do enough for these guys and keep them in the hunt. But overall, the Nationals have more depth in their lineup. They have that front end of the rotation that's stronger, and I do like their bullpen better.
Okay, I definitely want to get your takeaways on the Braves' movement this past week. They fired Freddy Gonzalez, and it was pretty unprofessional. Would you agree?
Yeah, the way he found out was quite interesting. He found out that his flight had been changed to Atlanta. Nobody had informed him why. So getting an email knowing that that's the reason he'd been fired is unfortunate, especially once again, he spent more than 20 years in the Atlanta Braves organization. You know, really, Freddy Gonzalez, there isn't much you can do with that team. They're tanking right now, whether they want to admit it or not. Going to try to collect the first or second round overall pick. And you know what? What you going to do? You bring up the minor league manager, he's going to lose a bunch of games, and his resume is going to look awful, too. They could have done it better. Freddy Gonzalez is highly regarded in baseball. He'll find another job somewhere.
So what will it take for the Atlanta Braves to get back to being relevant?
Well, they just need to keep getting high picks. They're doing the Astros model. They're doing the Cubs model. And before them, that was the Rays model. They just need to probably suck for a few more years, and they'll collect enough first overall, second overall picks. You get these guys to the majors quick. Maybe you sign a guy or two when everything's coming into motion. And you do have Freddie Freeman still, who's a fantastic middle-of-the-order hitter when he's all right. So, you know, they'll get back into contention. They're doing it the right way. Other than the way they fired their manager, they're doing this thing right. They're bottoming the team out, and they're going to be able to start this organization over.
Well, a team we want back in contention, of course, is the Houston Astros. Of course, last week they were going upward, and right now, where are we at this point?
Well, right now we're somewhere in the middle ground. The Astros, you know, are right at that 7 games back mark. So it's not absurd. A lot of that's because the AL West hasn't really taken off. You've seen the Seattle Mariners play good baseball. You've seen the Rangers play good baseball for stretches. But the Astros right in there, they've shown some good signs. They're starting to hit better. The pitching, depending on who they're playing, is dependent on how it looks. Overall, we've seen all the elements of the old Astros show up in May. We just haven't seen them all together in a consistent manner. So good signs right now. No reason to be overly concerned yet. If you're a fan, I think that there's a lot of baseball to be had, and we're only a fourth through the season.
Okay, but I am a bit concerned about Dallas Keuchel. Do you think the league has figured him out?
I think they have. I think that he's going to have to make adjustments, and the most difficult part is, do those adjustments come this year? Or is it going to take a whole year before he can go into an off season and figure out what's going on? Is he tipping pitches? Are they just laying off his pitches that they were swinging at before? There's a lot of theories to why Dallas Keuchel is struggling the way he is after being so masterful for two straight seasons. I don't really have the full answer.
What do you see when you're watching him? Hitters, what type of adjustments does he need to make?
Well, hitters don't swing at his pitches anymore. That's the biggest thing. He's Tom Glavine. He's Greg Maddux. These guys depend on either getting calls off the plate or getting hitters to chase and be off balance. And he hasn't had hitters off balance this entire year. I think they're just keyed in on him. They've seen his game enough now. He may need to pitch backwards a little more. He may need to maybe learn another pitch, use pitches in different counts. Yeah, I really don't know ultimately how he fixes what's going on. A lot of it might just be the simplest things. He just might need to command his fastball better. He's thrown a lot more balls this year than he's thrown in previous seasons.
What do you think his frustration level is at this point?
It's probably over 100%. I guess it's probably maxed out right now. But he's a professional guy. He's not going to sit there and pout on the mound. He fights through it. He's a grinder. He's gotten torn apart a few times this year where we've seen him absolutely get blown up. Will he be the guy of last year? I'm not sure, but I think that he can be better than he is right now. And I don't have any reason to think he won't be. He's a guy that can throw a lot of innings. He's a guy that lasts for 6 months. He's not going to be a type of pitcher that breaks down 3 months in. So he just has to keep battling.
Andy Pondillo with us, our weekly MLB news and notes. Some movement has taken place. Two minor league players have been called up, right?
Yes, Tony Kemp, Colin Moran out the big leagues. Tony Kemp, the second shortest player in all of the MLB after Jose Altuve. So it's fun to have those two guys on the same team. Colin Moran, a third base prospect who at one time was a first round pick. So both of these guys have some upside. They're not your Carlos Correa prospects where you just think they're going to take the world and do whatever they want with it. They're going to be guys that are a bit of projects for the Astros, but are fun projects. They're guys that have got on base at a high rate in the minor leagues. And you know, the way that bottom of the order of the Astros has been this year, it hasn't been very good. So these guys definitely can just be steady guys to get on base and maybe either bridge a gap till the veterans figure it out or start to push some of these guys off the field.
Always with us each week, Andy Pondillo with our MLB news and notes, always providing some great information. Thank you, Andy.
Always fun.
Stick around. Much more straight ahead here in hour number 2 at YSR, the Big East Sports Show.